Abnott on the vision, Jason Young, YOUNG, first name Jason, JASO, N. Mr. Young was involved in a car accident on June 21st, 2012. It was rather high-speed accident, resulted in a neck, low back, and head injury without loss of the consciousness. The patient had a history of pre-existing epilepsy and had a increased frequency of the seizures after the head injury period. He also was evaluated due to post-traumatic dizziness disbalance, as well as the post-traumatic headache and numbness in both lower extremities period. We adjusted the patient seizure medicine. Keppra was discontinued, and after a patient increased dose of Topamax 150 milligram twice a day along with trileptal, 600 milligram two tablets in the morning, two at night, he was seizure free. He's also reporting very good headache control while he's taking Topamax, but unfortunately Topamax causing a rather significant loss of the taste. He lost 30 pounds of weight. He also reports reduced speed of the thinking and processing, difficulties with comprehension, and overall being more foggy and confused during the day period. According to the patient, his dizziness also better controlled period. He's taking Pamelor 30 milligram every day period. On examination today, he was blood pressure 128 over 70, heart rate 70. He was alert and verbal, but somewhat withdrawn and slow responding to my questioning. I found no nystagmus or appendicular or truncal ataxia period. His gait was slow and mildly ataxic period. The patient deep ten reflexes were symmetric. He had a hard time with tandem walk period. Impression problem number the one, history of traumatic brain injury, number two, history of pre-existing epilepsy, well controlled with the current medication regimen. The patient's seizures warning were more frequent after the car accident. Period problem number next, post-traumatic dizziness, better control. Problem number next, post-traumatic headache, better controlled with the current medication regimen. Period. At this point, I decided to reduce the patient Topamax to 100 milligram in the morning, 150 milligram at night, followed by 100 milligram twice a day. If he starts experiencing more seizure warnings or headache, we might go higher on the dose of nortriptyline and even consider different anti-epileptic agent period. The patient also was complaining today about vision blurriness and dizziness while he's reading. He's using the same glasses prescription some period. I question whether he does have eyes motility disorder provoked by close head injury. I will refer him to see a neuro-optometrist in the period. The signature, Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 30 minutes.